We're talking today with Dr. Jeff Edwards, Extension Wheat Specialist at Oklahoma State University. Jeff, you had the chance to show off our current varieties, trial that's going on here at the Lahoma Research Facility today, and maybe give us a little bit of overview. What have you seen here and at our other locations around the state?
A lot of freeze. There's a lot of freeze injury out there. Everywhere I've been able to find some freeze injury. Here at Lahoma, and it was at Chickasha yesterday, freeze injury is more in the 5 to 15% range. Other areas of the state, it's more severe. Seeing a little bit of foliar disease coming into the crop. You had to hunt for it, but I could find some stripe rust out there today. The big thing that struck me yesterday at Chickasha was the amount of gloom blotch that we had. Deep in the canopy and making its way up on even to the flag leaf on some of our varieties, and that's unusual for Oklahoma.
And was that because of the recent rains as much as anything?
I think it's because of the amount of moisture that we've had. It's not an isolated incident. We've seen a lot of what we were calling septoria around the state. Speaking with Dr. Hunger, though, he's investigated that a little bit more closely under the microscope, and says that it is definitely stagnospora, which would be gloom blotch. And I think the moisture that we've had, the cool year that we've had, has just created a nice environment for that disease to progress.
Last year at this time, we were in Lahoma, we were looking at wheat that was approaching dead ripe in some cases. We're not there anywhere close to there this year, but what are you seeing as far as the various varieties around the state?
Well, we're just now flowering. We have some good wheat around the state. It's in pockets. Our newest varieties, Gallagher and Iva, both of those look really good. I'm pleased with them. Billings looks to be very good. Garrison was hit so hard by stripe rust last year, and we haven't had nearly the stripe rust pressure this year, and so far it looks really good. I think it'll have a good year, as will Ruby Lee. I'm really excited about our new varieties and also new varieties from Westbred and Lima Grain. There's just a lot to be hopeful for in terms of wheat varieties in the coming years.
Your thoughts on actual harvest of this year's crop?
Oh, we're going to be, I'm afraid we're going to be harvesting wheat on July 4th. I can already see that coming. It's going to be a late harvest. As you mentioned, last year we were into wheat harvest into wheat harvest before the end of May. I think this year we'll probably start rolling the combines there around the first week of June in southern Oklahoma and north central Oklahoma, this part of the state. I don't think we're going to be into wheat really good until mid-June or maybe just a little bit later.
That's a really, really late for these recent varieties.
It is. You know, with the year we've had, though, that's going to be a good thing if it does hold off that long in terms of grain yield. We got a really slow start to the year, and heat and high temperatures work against grain yield. With this extended spring that we're having, if we ease into summer, it's going to help us out a lot on grain yield. If we get up into the 90s here in May and turn hot and dry with some dry winds, it's going to ripen fairly quickly, but that's going to have a negative effect on grain yield for sure.
How worried are you about from the freeze, the strength of the stems in our plants?
Well, personally, I don't think we're going to run into a situation like we did in 2007, where we had a lot of weak stems and a lot of lodging from the freeze. Most of the injury I've seen from the freeze has been injury to the heads, not as much to the stem. I don't see as many bent or crooked nodes. And a lot of the crop that was thicker maybe was so severely injured back early in the year that we're not going to have enough heads out there to have lodging. So most of the injury has been all or none. We haven't had that much partial injury.
USDA has just come out with a number, 115 million bushels. About 3.8 million bushels or 3.8 million acres harvested. Is that okay? Is that a little high, you think, or what?
I think they're a group of optimists. I think that's really high. I believe the Oklahoma grain and feed number was closer to about 85 million bushels. I think that's much more realistic. If we have these cool temperatures that allow us to have an extended grain field, I think we'll make that 85 million, maybe push 90 million bushel range. If we get hot and dry in the next few weeks and have those hot winds, I don't think we'll make the 85. we're looking at probably about half of what we had last year if we turn hot and dry.